This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
On the night of November 2nd, Steve Lundgren and Duncan, aka Payne's Angels, from Patriots Transitions Voice, joined me here on Bards FM for the first live stream on Podbean. We came together to share scripture and our stories of faith, and to bring patriots together for the November 3rd election and the days ahead. The discussions we had are as relevant then, if not more so, today. Welcome to the Bards FM podcast. My name is Scott Kesterson. I am the director and producer of the war documentary, Bards of War, Fighting is Everything, and you are listening to episode 143, live stream, Midnight Rider Prayer. No matter where you live, you're facing some real challenges right now. There's too much unrest and uncertainty. In some spots, it's not even safe to go to the corner store, and that makes getting food a problem. If things don't get better, will you have enough food to eat in the weeks and months ahead? Many folks won't. But those who act now and get at least 4 weeks' supply of emergency food shipped to them fast will be the ones that are secure. That's why I strongly recommend My Patriot Supply, the only source I personally use and trust for my emergency food preparedness plan. You should too. They're the go-to experts in emergency preparedness. Their mission is your survival. Right now, save $100 off a full 4 week supply of their tasty meals that supply 2,000 calories a day. This will save your life if food disappears from the grocery shelves again. And saving $100 is impossible to pass up. So go to preparewithbardsofwar.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbardsofwar.com or click on the link below. Do it today.
Hello, Patriots. I'm glad to see everybody showing up here tonight. I'm seeing a lot of people in the chat, and that's fantastic. So I want to welcome everybody to the Midnight Rider's Prayer. This is our prayer before tomorrow, when we enter into our battle. We have been training and prepping for this for almost 4 years now, and this is truly a glorious moment for all of us. We're fighting the true enemy of the world. And tomorrow we're doing it, and our invasion for the world and protection of humanity of the world is based on our vote. And it's also going to be based on our diligence and vigilance to hold that line, to hold that line of peace, to hold that line of faith, to hold God tight into our hearts, and to stand strong tomorrow and the rest of these coming days, because we're going to be tested. So let me open tonight, and then I'll introduce our guests, but I want to open tonight with a story of George Washington. And it's amazing, this just to reflect back. And this was at Valley Forge. So I want you to hear this story. It's pretty amazing. It reads, "Snow drifted in the windows because there was no glass. Cold rain dripped through the roofs. Sometimes soldiers sat up all night, crowding around the fire to keep from freezing to death. Their clothing was worse than their shelter. The whole army was in rags. Many of the men had no shirts. Even more were without shoes. Wherever they walked, the snow was marked with their blood. Around the camp, the groans of men who were sick and starving filled the air. One cold day, a Quaker farmer was walking along a creek at Valley Forge, where he heard the murmur of a solemn voice. Through the thicket, he saw a lone man on his knees in the snow. It was General Washington. His cheeks were wet with tears as he prayed to the Almighty for help and guidance. The farmer quietly slipped away. When he reached home, he said to his wife, Hannah, my dear, all is well. The Americans will win their independence. George Washington will succeed. And she says to him, What makes thee think so, Isaac? And he says, I have heard him pray, Hannah. Out in the woods today, he said, if there is anyone on this earth the Lord will listen to, it is this brave man. He will listen, Hannah. Rest assured, he will. Patriots, we are here now, and it is our time to relive George Washington. And this evening, we need to share scripture, we need to pray, and we need to strengthen ourselves for the battle to come. So let me introduce to you, bring in our two guests. We have the two great patriots from Patriot Transition Voice, Steve and Duncan. Guys, how are you?
Doing great, man. Good. I'm really glad to be part of this.
Well, I'm really blessed that you're here.
I appreciate the invitation.
So it's an awesome time. You guys have been doing a great and amazing service to Patriots. You've been doing a show every night for the last week, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks, tomorrow, Wednesday.
That's fantastic. And Duncan, you've put out some amazing intros. You've been working your tail off because I know how hard those edits are, and you've been doing some great introductions for every one of your shows. So congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's really good work. So guys, I thought we just kind of heard my introduction. And as we've talked about tonight in Patriots, we're just going to share some things that are important to us as we go forward. I know Steve's got some things. Duncan's got some things. I have some other pieces I want to read. And then I want to close with a very special prayer this evening for all of us. But Steve, why don't you start out?
Oh, wow.
Put Great. You on the spot.
Yeah. Hey, that's perfect, though. I don't know why I was more nervous coming on this show than I was earlier doing our show, but that's a good thing. That means God's working in a mysterious way.
Indeed.
I just want to touch on, you know, when I think of Midnight Riders, when you ask us to do this, you know, I instantly think of the song. And Greg Allman was, you know, it's one of my favorite songs. I just want to talk on, you know, there's good news for Midnight Riders. And I want to touch on basically 2 Corinthians 13:13, but I'm going to read some other Bible verses in there. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As you know, Southern rock icon Greg Allman died a few years ago. In attendance at the funeral were many celebrities, including longtime friend, President Jimmy Carter. Near the end of his fascinating 2012 autobiography, My Cross to Bear, Allman wrote, "Music is in my life's blood. I love music. I love to play good music. And I love to play music for people who appreciate it. And when it's all said and done, I'll go to my grave and my brother Duane will greet me saying, nice work, little brother. You did it all right." When I read that, I think of us in this movement and as patriots. You know, we fight each and every day. And I think one day someone saying that to me and someone saying, you did all right, as we fight each and every day in this movement. One of my favorite songs by the Allman Brothers Band is Midnight Rider. See if you can relate to these or any of these lyrics. I've got to run to keep on from hiding. I am bound to keep on riding. I don't own the clothes I'm wearing. And the road goes on forever. I've gone by the point of caring. Some old bed I'll soon be sharing. And I've got one more silver dollar, but I'm not going to let them catch me. No, I'm not going to let them catch the Midnight Rider. There are many people in Patriots who have arrived or are in a moment where to run to keep from hiding or have gone by the point of caring. The world is full of Midnight Riders. Tonight is the eve of our presidential and, as important, our state and local elections. Our patriot duty is to cast our ballots as Americans, and more importantly, the redeeming work of our God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, through our government and our leadership.
That's awesome, man. Thank you. Duncan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. I don't know why I disconnected, but I'm here.
Yeah, you just kind of like drifted off but came back. So it just caused a slight little technical chaos on my end. Steve, that's really awesome. Yeah. And I really appreciate it. And those are really in a really powerful moment, as you said. Excuse me. We're really in a powerful moment, as you said. We are not voting tomorrow for just a president. We're voting for the future of humanity. And if you have any doubt about that, all you need to do is surf some foreign accounts on Twitter and hear them talk about President Trump and what's going on. They're looking to every one of us, every patriot in this nation, to stand up and to secure a presidency that they know will be able to protect their own liberties as they're being crushed by the global order. So we are all midnight riders, that's for sure.
Right. And 2 Corinthians 13:13 is, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we are as patriots when we, you know, even if we do win this election, or when we do, there's going to be a lot of people in hurt, pain, and anger, and we're going to have to be there for them.
Our role is going to be much greater than anybody's ever imagined. And this is something that we talked about, patriots, before the show, and just the magnitude of what we're facing. I'm going to share a brief little story I had this week, and then Duncan, we'll go over to you. I'm talking to a really close friend of mine. He was a Special Forces sniper and medic. And he and I have, we met originally in Afghanistan on the back of a Chinook, and then later reconnected when we worked at Fort Meade for a while. And the comment that he made this week, which I'm just going to share with you, was this. He said, Scott, you and I for so many years have been able to read the terrain and get an idea of what was coming over the horizon. And we've stayed abreast of it and we've survived. But we're entering into an era right now that is so big, that is so massive, and the changes are going to be so significant that none of us really know what's coming at us. The only thing that we do know is that what's coming at us is going to demand of us to have faith and our solidity with God, because without that, none of us are going to survive. And I think that those words are extremely powerful and really guide us all in this moment of how important our faith is in the days to come. So, yeah. Duncan, you want to add anything?
Yes, I do. You know, as a person over the last 4 years, I've really become religious. And I can't say that I was a very religious person before all this happened. And I picked a verse for two reasons. Actually, most people are going to think it's because Q dropped this, but it actually, I believe that when things come up multiple times, it's God trying to, you know, make you focus on something. And I haven't even talked about this on our show, really, but I, you know, because I figured it was bragging, but it kind of fits the situation. And I had sent a Bible that I had made to General Flynn and a Bible that I made to President Trump. And one day I got a very beautiful thank you letter from General Flynn. And right next to his signature, he signed it Isaiah 6:8. And I'm going to go a little bit ahead of that just to kind of, you know, break it down a little bit. But woe to me, this is 6:5. Woe to me, I cry, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. And one of the Pharisees flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. But did he touch my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Number 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me. And the reason that I picked that one was because as somebody who's found Christianity and found God through this, even though I wasn't listening for God, I still heard him. And I found my way, like many others, to God through this situation, because whether we're listening or not, God still talks to us. And during these times, many of us, from Trump all the way to every single one of us patriots, we have raised our hands and we have said, here I am, send me. Now, none of us have taken bullets. None of us have taken shrapnel. But we've lost jobs. We've lost friends. We've gone into days of depression because of what everybody's having to learn by stepping up in this war that most people don't even recognize. And I'm just thankful to be part of this. And I think, you know, most of us can agree that we all want to do things for God, but this is an opportunity where we're actually working as God's soldiers. And this is the greatest honor and the greatest history, or time to be alive in our history.
Man, that just nailed it right there. I mean, what Duncan just said then to me just resonates so deeply, because when we step into that place of literally, like what you just said, Duncan, we're God's soldiers. We're standing here. We're fighting a spiritual war. We're all so hyper-focused right now on this vote, but tomorrow is a vote for God. It's not just a vote for Trump. And I love that, man, but holy cow. Have you guys voted yet, out of curiosity?
Yes, I voted last Tuesday. This is the very first presidential election I voted for in my life. I wasn't registered up until last year. And I voted for President Trump because he's the first person in my lifetime that has earned my vote, not just because I wanted to vote for one of two evils.
And Steve, have you voted?
Yeah, we voted yesterday.
Man, I don't know how you guys were, but I'm going to tell you, I've voted my whole life. Okay. I sat there, and Oregon right now, we're in that mail voting thing. I voted a week ago, but it doesn't matter. That ballot sits in front of you. And I've never had that feeling like I had this vote, right? Literally took a deep breath, and it was a slow, very careful, very thought out, intentional filling out of that bubble, realizing that bubble wasn't just for me. It was for literally humanity. Choice of President Trump was a difference between light, truly light, and darkness. It was huge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was an amazing moment for my wife and I. For, you know, the 2 hours, you know, in line, it didn't even seem like 2 hours. Everything was worth everything that we did just to make sure we got that vote in. And it was the first time we voted together.
That's totally awesome. So. Yeah.
Hey, and we took a picture after. I mean, that's how proud we were to be Americans. We made sure we got a picture taken with our I voted stickers, and got the purse too. So
that's huge. Did you post it?
Yeah, I did. I did yesterday.
Duncan, you were saying?
No, I had that ballot in my hands all the way up to hand it and put it through the machine. I must have read that thing 15 times just to make sure it said Donald J. Trump.
So I want to read a passage from Matthew 7:13-14. And to me, this has become my daily mantra. And it is this passage is so significant because it reminds me of what we're really facing. And it really carries off of Duncan's point, which is we're fighting for God. And I'll read the passage. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. We are going to be faced with some tremendous challenges in the coming weeks. And there's no question about that. I think we can all agree that the left is planning to create and sow as much chaos, hate, division, fear, anger, all that list of dark side tools that they use to keep us divided, keep our energies low, disconnect us from our faith in God. And that's truly going to be the things that they're going to offer, the pathways that they're going to offer are going to be the easy ways. It's basically, join us and we will promise you peace through violence. We all know that's a lie. But my point is, it can get so pressure filled in the coming weeks that it will feel like you just want to give in. And that's where Matthew 7:13-14 comes in. because it is always a reminder, and it's the walk that Christ took himself, the suffering that he went through. And for me, the way I read that, this is my personal read on this, is so much of that walk was not just to save us and for our salvation. It was to remind us for eternity that the walk of faith is the most difficult walk we will ever take. And no matter what, God is always with us. And that is truly, to me, what we are facing in these coming weeks and what's going to define us as a nation. The left is a small group by comparison to the millions that are in this country, but they're noisy. They're, well, we could get into a lot of things, but they're a bit crazy right now, and they're out of their mind angry. Their whole intention is to topple this nation. And it's going to be the patriots that anchor themselves in faith and hold that line that hold this nation. You guys agree?
I completely agree.
Yeah, I do. Can I add to that?
Absolutely.
You know, Paul wrote, when he was in the midst of his suffering for the gospel, and earlier in the letter, Paul enumerated that suffering, he always sensed the communion with the Holy Spirit, reminding him of his identity as a child of God. And Paul wrote to the Romans, and it's one of my favorite verses, Romans 8, 14 through 17. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you do not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. But if you have received a spirit of adoption, when we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. Just patriots need to know we're never alone. Holy Spirit is always with us. And at the same, the Holy Spirit who assured Paul that he was a child of God, so it does he for us.
That's fantastic. It really is. Duncan, tell me a little bit about, and tell us all a little bit about your journey, because you've just made that comment, how this has really brought you closer to God and then brought faith into your life. You even in your... I think in one of your early videos, you pretty much give a testimony, don't you?
Yes, definitely. And you know, I've always believed in Jesus. I've always believed in something, but I never quite found that because I just got caught up in everything that the world shoved in our faces and just wasn't satisfied. You know, I was like, "There's more to life than this." And you know, but I've always been real inquisitive too. So I was the kind of guy that was looking at the conspiracies long before this. And it was amazing that one brought me into the other, because when I first came into this, you know, I got caught up in the political aspect of it. And then I realized I started reaching out to God and, you know, started searching for it. And the more I got involved in this, the more I could actually hear God speaking to me. And especially with my videos, because people don't realize is I'll be working on four or five at one time, and I'll have intentions of one coming out. And literally right in the middle of a project, I'll stop, I'll start another script that literally just comes out within like 30 minutes, and that's the next video release. So I release it, and then the majority of my comments, oh my gosh, I needed this right now. And that's how I'm like, man, God has to be talking to me. So I started looking more and more into it, started reading the Bible, and then all of a sudden one day I realized that I went from never praying to praying like four or five times a day. And even to the point where I'm flipping through Twitter and I'll see somebody ask for prayers, I'll just stop and pray. And like I said, you never think that politics and conspiracy or the weird things that are going on right now would be what brought you to God. But God knows how you need to be brought. And he knows the people that he needs to wake up now, because not everybody's going to be able to digest, I think, what we've learned over the last 4 years. You know, it's been tough, you know, everything from the trafficking to just the horrible things that have been going on. And he put certain people in the place to soften the blow. So, because you got to think, like, a lot of people are going to be waking up here in the future. And, you know, we're going to hand them a softer version of what we had to experience ourselves by the digs that we've done. And I've also noticed that more and more people are like me, because I put those videos out, like you said, the testimonial. And so many people have the same story. And you can't have a great awakening without God.
That's a true statement. Steve, what about you?
Well, my story, how I came into the movement was I was pretty broken. We just had a 7.2 earthquake in Anchorage. I had relapsed for the umpteenth millionth time, it seemed like. And I was at my low, my end. And this was right before Bushy's senior's funeral. And I had missed the end of the funeral. And I wanted to see all the reactions, when Trump left. So I came back later in the day to watch it on YouTube. And I came across all these videos and stuff that talked about these envelopes, which led me to a movement, which led me to where I am today. But in the process, it has brought me closer to my wife, brought me closer to God, less broken, and given me a different outlook on life where I couldn't find to fill a void before. I have found now a new courage to fight on and keep fighting, not only for our country, but for my marriage and for our Lord and Savior.
That's powerful. It's I did my testimony and I did my testimonial, if you will. I did it because I wanted patriots to really know me, and that's in episode 64. So if people haven't listened to it and you want to know about me, it's there. But it was I went through a rough spell in 2017. And about as bad as it gets. And I'm telling you, in those worst of moments, when you're busted down to your knees, he truly remakes you. And it's in those moments that we rise and we become truly strong, in my opinion. After all the time I'd spent in my life doing various things, and then the 3.5 years in Afghanistan, most of the time was on the village level, traveling the world, when I left Afghanistan doing other things for Department of Defense, and then finally getting to this moment in 2017 where I got broken down to the ground and literally felt, I just came to that realization that I was worried more about the perception of me and my ego than I was worried about where I was sitting with God. And it was at that point that that turn was made. And interestingly, I stumbled on Q just shortly, within a few weeks, and after that, and it was a very powerful moment for me, because I had been fighting this fight of information and been deeply involved with the President Trump campaign 2015-2016, had made a conscious decision to leave Department of Defense to go fight this information war domestically, with a lot of criticism towards me. People felt I was kind of chasing, trying to just get into politics, and I knew it was nothing like that. I had stumbled on the 16-year plan, that what we now call the 16-year plan. I stumbled on it in 2014, and it just put chills down my spine what we were looking at. And my decision was, no matter what it took, I would throw everything I had at it to fight it. And then when I stumbled on Q early on, I recognized that this was something much bigger than anybody had any idea. And as a lot of people know, I follow Q, but I don't consider myself a Q person. But it was all these pieces came together, to Duncan's point, where for years you've been looking at threads and conspiracies and so forth. But in that one moment when I was just hit so hard, the rebuilding was even more incredible, because to rise to that point where you finally start to see that this is truly a spiritual fight. It doesn't matter what promises are made, and I don't take anything away from President Trump, but it doesn't matter what promises are being made about future economies and big growth and stock markets and 401ks. That's good political talk, and it's good to get people kind of focused on what the tangible components of what we're voting for, but the real of what we're voting for rests with God. And we're voting for that, truly saving ourselves, because in my place, I think that we're given free will. And if we don't make that choice to rejoin him and do that together, and let him empower us and become empowered through us, we're going to fall off the cliff. If you've listened to that interview that I did recently with Archbishop Bigano, he basically says that, and it's kind of, you have to read carefully in the text because it's hard to hear in his English, but he basically says that we're at the point, he kind of poses the question at the end, doesn't this kind of sound like Revelation? But at the same time, he's offering this other path. Like, this is a choice. We can go down that path if we want to. If you want to believe in the fear, take the dirty vaccine, have the nanochip stuff put in you, whatever. If you want to go down that path, you're going to walk into that path, is basically what he's showing. You're going to walk yourself into that path of what we read as Revelation. Or we can make that choice, and this is what I always say, where I think we're sitting at the point of Exodus. We're making a choice to free ourselves with God and to truly separate ourselves from our slave masters for the first time in thousands of years, I guess, right?
Yeah, I agree.
That's the craziest part.
I think we're just
looking for how long this has been going on.
That is a true statement. I mean, when we dig into this, and I think you guys would agree with this, and I know we had this conversation and when you had me on your show the other day, and I'm really grateful for that, by the way. If you had asked me in 2016 about Luciferian orders and Pizzagate, you know, I was aware of some of those things, and I'm very aware of the child sex trafficking issue. But if you had asked me about Luciferianism, I would have never said it. Those words would have never come across my lips. 4 years later, I'm going to tell you, if you don't appreciate how dark of an enemy we're dealing with, a very, very old evil. This is an evil that goes back to Baal, Moloch, Baphomet. Lucifer doesn't even do it justice. I mean, this is kind of the root of evil we're touching. And when you understand that and you've looked at it, you start to realize that everything that they do is a complete different world. We are living in their world as subjects, and we've been literally the concept of the Matrix. They've wrapped put a wrapper around this for us to see the world the way they want us to. But that world is more evil, more dark, more heinous than anything we could ever imagine, because that's the world in which they live and believe in, because we to them are lesser. And so Luciferianism as a principle, or the worship of Baal, Moloch, or Baphomet, that is truly the enemy that we fight. And it's, you know, if one doesn't believe it, that's okay, but you better understand that they do. And if your enemy believes in something and you deny it, it's not a good way to enter battle. So
exactly. That's part of what really woke me up and made me understand how real God was, is you start seeing how real evil is, and you start seeing how dedicated they are to what they're doing, then that just makes God way more real, you know?
It is so true. So I'm going to read something here from Patriots, and this is, you've heard me, if you follow me on Twitter, even today I put it up, and I said that my comment is, and this is how I see things in terms, framing things in terms of battle. This is really our Normandy tomorrow. And I like to use that analogy because we're really going to hit the enemy hard tomorrow. We're going to break through the breaches that they thought we could never break. But to keep in mind, and why I use Normandy, is Normandy didn't end World War II. Normandy was a year before we got to Berlin. And it was a year of brutal, grueling fighting before we finally got to Berlin. So I want people to listen. I'd like you all to listen to this letter. And it's very interesting. If you put things in context, listening carefully to all that's said and think about today, this is from General Eisenhower on the eve of Normandy. So listen to this. Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade towards which we have striving for many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine and the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. he will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940 to 1941. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has severely and seriously reduced their strength in air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together into victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck. Let us all beseech the blessings of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking. Seems pretty fitting to me on the eve of tomorrow's vote.
Most definitely. Yeah, we're living a history here that is going to be more historical. What we're dealing with in the next couple of months are going to be remembered forever. And this is literally history repeating itself. Fortunately, our weapon this time is information.
It is. And it's the one thing I don't think Patriot, well, I shouldn't say it like that. I think it's difficult for Patriots to realize how advanced you have all become in the information space. And this is, I was talking to somebody recently from, it was very familiar with information methods and from a special operations side. And I was describing some of the things that Patriots were capable of doing, whether it's meme developments, adapting to the information narratives, identifying bots, building out swarm techniques to attack accounts. These are things that an information warfare system dreams of. And the Patriots are doing it organically. The capability that has developed here over the 3 and 4 years of aggressive action, and I've witnessed it firsthand to see where people initially were very timid, very stovepiped in their information place, to where today you don't go to a blue check account and don't find it completely impregnated, pounded upon, assaulted with memes, comments, and overwhelming the information space. That's Patriots fighting in an incredible war. And it is a war. Anybody that doubts that, this is the most amazing time to be alive. And that information dominance that is here with the Patriot movement is unprecedented. And it is such a great thing to witness. I mean, for myself, having worked in the information space, and then to come and see this firsthand, things that we had talked about and dreamed about as a potential years ago, to see it manifest. And it's just people, the most dedicated soldiers I've ever been around, of people, whether it's a count of 50 or a count of 50,000, people that are just giving their lives to the defense of this nation. What an amazing change it has happened, and an awakening truly at the core of how great we are as a nation and how great the Patriots are out here. And at the wrapper around all of that is everybody's bound by faith in God.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the amazing thing is that this whole information warfare was developed by them against us, and we've taken it back and we've flipped it on them.
We definitely have. That's really, you remember the other night on the show when Robert was saying that, how adaptive the Patriot side has been, how adaptive the left used to be, but how adaptive the Patriots are now. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we were discussing earlier, you know, and it's important for everyone to realize is that, you know, no matter how long you've been digging, no matter how long you've been looking at information, no matter how horrible the things that you've seen that you know are going to happen, none of us are really truly going to be prepared for how bad this is. And fortunately, you know, God's blessed us with so many of us that we're all going to have days where we're going to need a hand to help us back up. And fortunately, there's so many of us that while some of us are having our down days, other ones are going to be having their strong days. And we're all going to be just kind of bringing each of us through this together. We're going to be helping each other through this.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the one thing, is that stronger together is in unity through the Patriot movement. We need that interaction, and yeah. we have to have it. There isn't a day. I'm kind of repeating some tweets because I, I mean, it was, I'm working here, but they're all true statements too. It's like, there is not a day that goes by that I don't literally sit back in my chair and laugh out loud at something somebody has put up. A patriot, always a patriot, never laugh at the left because they don't know how to meme anyway.
No.
But man, the snarky humor, the dry American patriot spirit that is just defiant is so alive in the digital space. You know, it's just incredible to see. And you know, and I think you guys have seen this too. And I say this truly with respect. Everybody has been at different levels. One of the hardest challenges we have faced in the last 6 months has been this process of the orders of masks and locking yourselves in your home. And when you find that people take a big step, and I'll see comments, they'll be like, I actually went shopping today and I didn't wear a mask. Man, I celebrate that. I really do, for every person that does that, because that is such it's that first step sometimes, and maybe it's not a first step, maybe it's just that step, but it is the step of where you're reclaiming that place of being a patriot. The patriot of being defiant, being American, being individual, being strong, pushing down on tyranny at any cost and walking into the face of it. That's being American. That's how we got this country.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, it's...
And how we'll get it back.
Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry.
Steve?
And how we'll get it back.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's absolutely true.
This is unlike any other time that we've ever experienced. And literally what we do over the next year or a few years is going to determine how our kids live and our grandkids and our great-great-grandkids. Like, you know, none of us may be individually remembered for being part of this history, but we're still part of this history. And we can all smile knowing that we're setting up our country to be a better place than we even had.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to read here Ephesians 15 or 5, 13 to 14. I just think it fits right in with what we're talking about. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Patriots, we are there. I mean, this is the moment, and tomorrow is the powerful place of standing up and voting and then holding the line. Because they're gonna start their nonsense. Let's not kid ourselves, okay? They're already starting it tonight. They changed the headlines to, it's not a red tsunami, it's not a red wave, it's a red haze. Because they know that they're telling people that the real vote is in the mail-in ballots, which we know is a lie. But they know they've lost. The left has lost, but they're going to fight just like the Nazis fought to hold Berlin till the very end. They never gave in. These people are not going to give up willingly. And it's going to take our determination and ultimately our faith in God to carry us through this. Remember what Archbishop Vigano said, as Christians, there comes a time that we must fight. And that time is now.
Yes,
yeah, that's when there is really in here too.
What's that, Steve?
I said that time's been here too. We've been fighting, and now the time is to hold the line.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we can't pass this one off to our kids, that's for sure.
No. So I'm going to go around the horn here as we kind of close this up. If you guys have what I would like to do is, if you have a prayer, or if you want to do a short prayer, each of you, or if you want to read a scripture, and then I'm going to close with a very special prayer I want to share with Patriots.
Yeah, absolutely. Do I go first?
Absolutely, go.
I just wanted to I wanted to pray from my heart tonight, not use anything. So, dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you please come to us this evening and to the next years coming and just give us all comfort. We're going to need emotional healing. We're going to need physical healing, but we're going to need to be here for each other. We ask you, Lord, that you give us all the discernment over the next couple of weeks to know where to stay out of harm's way. And please, dear Lord, keep the casualties at a minimum as the chaos heads forward. We ask you, Lord, that you please have a special hedge protection over our president and all the people that are around him. Keep them all on the right track. Please bless them and keep them safe during these times. And please keep giving the patriots courage more and more every day to get through this. We ask you, Lord, that you please give us the words of wisdom that we need in order to pass on to others, and in order to wake up those other people that are still sleeping, because we were all once there too. So please let us never forget that we were once in the same sleeping state that they were in, dear Lord. And we ask you, Lord, that you just please help those wake up. Please help us be gentle as they wake up. And please let us be here for everybody that needs us. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Steve?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that, you know, for Midnight Riders, that the good news is that eventually there's a dawn, but our dawn's not going to be Wednesday morning, 11-4, or the 5th or the 6th or anytime soon. We're going to have some struggles ahead, and we just got to stay strong, hold the line, and just realize that we, you know, myself, Scott's story, Duncan's story, my wife's story, we've all had our faults in the past. We've been given grace, and we got to be able to extend that grace to others as they wake or they're new. We got to be able to receive and help and guide. We've been being sculpted the last few years for a reason, and the reason's coming, and the reason's coming real fast. And it starts tomorrow on this election. And this prayer for me tonight, I don't really have a, I'm going to go off the cuff too. I don't read very well, especially if I'm emotional. So here goes. Lord God, I just thank you for today. I thank you for this opportunity to be with my brothers in arms that as patriots and fighters for what is right, that whether it's in this movement that we're in, whether it's for our fellow man, our neighbor, whether it's for our leaders, whether it's for this nation, or whether it's for the world. All I know is that, Lord God, you've given me the ability to be honest, to have strength, face my fears, and to move forward. I struggle at times, and I thank you for those. I thank you for the strength you give me to get through it when I turn to you. And Lord God, I have to turn to you often. And I don't at times, not often enough. But Lord God, I'm turning to you tonight in prayer for our nation, that this nation is led into an amazing awakening, that the time ahead is for all people, all races, all creeds, all nationalities. That we are a beacon not only here, but we are a beacon to the world, that we can handle adversity, transition, change, that we can extend each other with open arms, with a love that permeates all hate, all racism, all fear, all anger, all BS. Lord God, I just ask that you be with us, one and all, that you be with every patriot tomorrow who's facing adversity. You be with the law enforcement officers, you be with the military, you be with the leaders that have to make the decisions that will affect lives forever. Lord God, I just ask that you lead people that are open and willing to hear. And Lord God, those that are unwilling and open and willing to hear, may we be beacons for them to wake up and see that we love them just as much as you love us and you love them. In Lord's precious name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Guys, this has really been amazing. And what I'm going to do here at the end, and I'm going to close out with prayer I'm going to give, but also I'm going to include a very special prayer. I want to give you a little story behind it. There is a special forces prayer. It's a powerful prayer. And with respect to all that the special forces are, I've changed I've removed special forces out of the prayer, and I've implanted digital soldiers because I think it fits us well at this time. And I'm sure that, and I can say truthfully, I truly believe that that will be okay with special forces if we use this. Never have any doubt in the commitment that our soldiers have in this nation to you, but understand that this is a time when this nation isn't ever going to be saved by a few soldiers. It's going to be saved by all of us. And that the calling that we've all had is to truly, truly join together as patriots that founded this nation. We are truly in our second revolution. And we are freeing ourselves truly from all that is out there. So we, and all that has controlled us. And it's going to require every one of us. A reminder to everybody as well that each one of us have been blessed with skills. God has given us those skills. And it's time now to embrace those. And I don't say this lightly. If you have a skill of baking bread, this is time to use that skill to share it with neighbors and to break bread. If you have a skill of doing something like you work on cars, look for an opportunity to help. Our greatest strength right now is going to be reaching out to one another, because these are going to be trying times. There's going to be a lot of confusion. And it's going to be the gifts that God gave us and the ability for God to work through us. It's going to be able to work past so many of these barriers, break down the matrix that they're in, and help them awaken their hearts to the glory of what we all are. So with that said, I'm going to begin the prayer. Almighty and merciful Father, we humble ourselves before you, and we're grateful for all that you have given us. Lord, this has been a very trying time over the last 4 years of this great president, a president that you brought to us. It's helped us pull from those dark places to overcome the matrix and the control that's been upon us, to help us see clearly with eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord, and we're truly grateful. Lord, this is a trying time that sits before us, and we feel that tension. And what we ask, Lord, is that you can guide us in these coming days with all the strength, with all the gift of love that you can give us, to have us stand firmly and never to bow, to remind us that with you, Lord, we truly have no fear ever, that you have won this war, but it is also for us to lead your love into this world and love for light. Lord, we embrace the fact that we are truly digital soldiers. We are soldiers here fighting not just for a president's vote, not just for liberty for ourselves, but we are fighting for the freedom of the world. And through a simple act of voting and then a continued act of sharing truth, Lord, you're helping us see clearly and the rest of the world arise to your calling. Lord, on this eve, we ask your blessing as I share a prayer with these patriots, a prayer of our great men in the special forces. A prayer that I hope that each patriot can bring to their hearts and to realize that they truly are soldiers, that they are soldiers for you in a cause of glory and righteousness that will lead us truly, Lord, to light and freedom and the truth of liberty. And so I begin that prayer, Lord, Almighty God, who art the author of liberty and the champion of the oppressed, hear our prayer. We, the men and women of the digital army, acknowledge our dependence upon thee in the preservation of human freedom. Go with us as we seek to defend the defenseless and to free the enslaved. May we ever remember that our nation, whose motto, In God We Trust, expects that we shall requite ourselves with honor, that we may never bring shame upon our faith or families or our fellow patriots. Grant us wisdom from thy mind, courage from thine heart, strength from thine arm, and protection by thine hand. It is for thee that we do battle, and it is to thee belongs the victor's crown. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Patriots, thank you so much this evening for joining us. Duncan, Steve, it's an absolute honor that you are here tonight. So thank you. It was a short call and short notice.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah,
thank you.
Was to be part of this.
Patriots, head up, eyes forward. We have a war to win. Put God at
hold
your
line.
We have, you bet, it is going to hold the line and keep God strong in your heart. Never waver. Keep your Bible handy. Keep your eyes forward. This is going to be a tough time, but together, nothing, and I say that strongly again, nothing can stop what's coming, nor can stop us. We are truly the leaders of the light. We are the bringers of truth, and we are God's children. So thank you again, Duncan and Steve. Bless all of you patriots on this eve of a great battle. May we persevere tomorrow in bringing forth the truth in this vote to bring our president to another 4 years and to hold the line as the left goes crazy and we continue to shine truth on the darkness to awaken the many that are still asleep. God bless to you all. So thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you like the channel, please hit subscribe, like the episode, and share it on your favorite social media forum. The Bards FM podcast can be found on Podbean at www.bards.fm. You can also find the Bards FM podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, YouTube, and BitChute by entering Bards FM in the search bar on the respective apps or websites. Also remember to check out Bards of War Fighting is Everything documentary at bardsofwarfilm.com. That's bardsofwarfilm.com. Buying a copy helps support these podcasts and future film projects. And if you would like to support the channel with a donation link is below. All podcasts are written and produced by Scott Kesterson. Opinions expressed are the individuals only. Interpretations of events are the sole rights and opinions of the podcast presenter and guests. Bards FM, Bards of War, Fighting is Everything, and Expedition Cafe are trademarks of Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. All work is owned and copyrighted by Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. Thank you again. You have been listening to the Bards FM podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, out for now.